Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count. God is moving on the hearts of thousands of believers. He is prompting them to fast and to pray for revival. But before revival can take place, it has to happen in each and every one of our own hearts and in our lives.
God is calling us back to Himself, to a more intimate personal relationship, one person at a time, reviving the hearts of those through the enabling of the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer is the key way to meet the conditions of 2 Chronicles 7:14. It is when we genuinely humble ourselves before God. God promises us in Isaiah 57, verse 15, I live in the high and holy place where those with contrite, humble spirits dwell. And I refresh the humble and give new courage to those with repentant hearts. That's a wonderful scripture.
It is, Bill. And denying our bodies of food can be tough, but it's worth it. It occurs to me, Bill, that it's through fasting that we often realize what a stronghold our fleshly appetites have. It's through fasting that we grow closer to God and sincerely humble ourselves before Him.
You know, it's an interesting thing. If you just made a note of every time you think of food and food preparation, everything that relates to eating in the course of the day, you would have to realize most people give far more attention to food than they do to God.
Yeah,
so food in the hearts of many people has become an idol.